hello and welcome back to another episode of the Photographer Mindset Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Seth Macy, and this is a series where we explore the mindsets of creators, the winning attitudes and strategies that they employ to get to the levels that they're at, to get to the levels of admiration that they're at, specifically in the Instagram community. However, Instagram has been kind of a bummer lately. I don't know if anybody else has been experiencing this, in terms of hashtag reach and stuff. Let me know in the DMs or when you reach out to me, because I don't know, something's off about it. It's time for a new platform, in my opinion. But usually in these episodes, I'm joined by a guest. But as you guys know, if you've been following the show throughout its lifetime, you'll know that I do solo episodes from time to time. Kind of a summary of what I've been thinking about lately and what I've been implementing in my daily life to help better fuel my mind and live more at peace and be less stressed out. So that's what one of these episodes today is going to be, just kind of a couple things that have been on my mind, and I'll get right into it. Right now, I know this happens to everyone, and it hasn't happened to me for a very, very long time, so I know this is going to be relatable, though, to some of you listening. I am burnt the fuck out. Burnout is a big problem with photographers, especially in digital creators. We're constantly consuming stimulus and visual media, and information is coming at us 24/7 a day. Your phone's going off. You have work. You have family. There's so many other things you need to do, and right now, me personally, I'm experiencing this, and if you're someone listening who's feeling like you're heading towards a burnout, I have a couple pieces of advice for you, because even before recording this episode, I sat down and I thought to myself, you know, what can I do to avoid a crash and burn? Because we've all had those and they're not fun, where you're about to pull your hair out and the world starts caving in. So number one piece of advice, just don't worry about your to-do list for a moment. Don't worry about all the things you need to do. Go do something that you just love doing. I mean, today was the first time I picked up my guitar in had to be a month. And I was upset at first. I couldn't believe how much I had neglected one of the things that I love, because I'd been so preoccupied and so focused on being mission accomplished and, you know, so focused on smashing goals. And I'm all for smashing goals and I'm all for breaking through barriers and improving, but sometimes it just gets too much. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but it's okay to just put everything down for a minute and realign your psyche with your body and just go back to doing what you love, whether that's reading a book or whether that's playing guitar, whether that's, you know, going for a walk or a run. These are all important things that we need to do. And if we neglect those things, it's going to suffer in our photography and our editing and all of those things. I've felt it. I know you have. Just pay attention to that feeling. If you're editing or trying to shoot when you're heading towards a burnout or you're in that stage, you'll start to notice, if you really cue in on it, your lack of inspiration and creativity. So I invite everyone listening, with the holiday season approaching, I know that can be stressful, to go back to doing something you love and doing it for you only. Be a little bit selfish. Be a little bit selfish this week or in the next few days. Do that thing. And a segue into another thing that's been on my mind, it kind of goes hand in hand with experiencing burnout or feeling like you're on the verge of that, would be simply accepting the emotions as they come into your head. We talk a lot on this series about trying to block out the noise, or at least minimize the noise and the chatter, that constant voice that we have going on in our head. It's actually quite insane if you think about it, that there's this voice separate from you in your head that will literally be by you for the rest of your life. But sometimes it can be very toxic, and sometimes it can produce emotions, or things happen in life that produce emotions that we don't necessarily want to deal with. And I think a lot of people's strategy is to ignore it or just simply sweep it under the rug, pretend it doesn't exist. That could be sadness, that could be anger, that could be frustration, not even related to photography, anything. The point I'm trying to make when I'm bringing up all these things, and the connection I'm trying to make between the psyche and photography, if it isn't clear at this point, is that the clearer and more healthy your mindset is, the better you will be at your craft, the more excited you will be, the more inspired you will be, and it will produce a better output for you, which is what we ultimately all want. So going back to that idea of sweeping emotions and feelings under the rug. That's not the way to go. And if you're one of those people, try your best to stop doing that and simply accept things as they come to you. Frustration, anger, sadness. It's simply energy, and energy needs to move and flow through the body in order for it to be released. In my opinion, there's lots of other people, successful people, who vouch for this idea that when you ignore or you repress these things, it gets stored in your body as aches and pains, as illness at times, getting a cold, you name it. And so it's a very unhealthy practice to do that. And again, I invite everyone, as those things, stress and all those things, roll into your psyche and your mind, just accept things for what they are and know that things will get better. And as soon as you notice or you feel that those feelings are there, those emotions are there, you've instantly mitigated its effects, and you'll be surprised to see what the results of that are in your waking life. Another habit that goes hand in hand with everything we've just talked about, and I'm really trying to implement personally in my own life, is doing my best to turn my brain off. If you really pay attention to how much your brain talks to itself, or how much you talk to yourself in your everyday life, you'd actually be amazed, and it's actually kind of freaky I've done this. But I'm really trying my best to only use my brain when I absolutely need to, when I'm trying to solve a problem or when I need to work through something. And when I say use my brain, obviously we're using our brains all the time, but I mean, there's a lot of times when we don't need to be thinking about things, when we can just kind of take in the here and now, the color of the room, the feeling of the floor beneath your feet. It sounds crazy, but I found a lot of peace as I've been starting to implement this, and a lot less stress and tension in my body, really consciously trying to use my brain only when it needs to be used to solve tasks or for critical and creative thinking. This is something I've picked up from the book called Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, which I recommend everybody read. I've read it once, and I only got 9 more reads to go. If you know me at all, you know I read books 10 to 15 times, because you only retain 10% of what you read unless you have a photographic or iconic memory. And let's face it, a lot of us aren't special. So a little bit of fun fact about me, but definitely if you want to learn every piece of a novel or a book, read it 10 to 15 times, because then it becomes a lifestyle. You own that material. You learn it and it's embedded in your brain and you own it. You walk around with it. It's now a part of you. So if you're really into self-reliance or improving your life through reading or through podcasts or whatever it may be, really consume it. Consume it multiple times, because you'll constantly find things that you've missed. But Eckhart Tolle's book, Power of Now, talks a lot about how to minimize that chatter in our brain and when's the best time to use the power of our brain for thought, and how much peace comes from just basking in the simple things and simple senses when you're just not really doing anything. And I'm a huge fan of that. And one more thing I did want to touch on. I know this is going to be a short episode today, and that's okay, because like I mentioned before, I'm feeling burnt out. I'm going to cut myself a bit of a break, which is important to do when you're feeling this way. But at the same time, I promised myself. So here's the thing. I almost decided not to record this episode for this week, just because I was feeling so burnt out. But then, and I'm getting to my point, I promise. But then I remembered when I first started the Photographer Mindset podcast, I made a promise to myself that I would do an episode a week for one full year and then see where it went after that. And I want you to really pay attention to the phrasing, is that I promised myself. I didn't make it my goal. I know we talk a lot about goal setting, but I didn't make it my goal. I promised myself that I would do that. And this is to my last point, is if you're really trying to improve your productivity, trying to be more productive than busy in an effort to attain and reach the goals that you've set out for yourself, You can't major in minor things like feeling like you've done a lot today because you've rearranged your sock drawer. That's busy. That's not being productive. But I invite you, if you're really trying to up your productivity and reach higher levels of attainability, to start promising yourself things. Make promises with yourself rather than say, I'll try my best, or setting a goal. for things that are really important, I've decided from here on out, I'm going to start promising myself. I'm going to start owing it to myself so that I don't let myself down, because that's the only person I really care about letting down is me. If I don't let myself down, the chances of me letting other people around me down is very low, and I'm a big fan of that. So this is a short episode today, guys. We'll be back. There will be a Christmas episode on Christmas Day. I think it falls on a Friday. I know you'll all be busy. You'll get to it when you get to it. But until then, stay safe, stay focused, go get shooting, go get editing, and happy holidays. See you next time.